Welcome to day 16 of our UFC 101 mega coverage audio here on MMAtorch.com. I am Torch editor Jamie Pennick, joined today once again by Torch columnist Jason Bent. And we're looking today at this event held in Philadelphia for the first time. And, you know, Jason, what are we going to expect out of the Philadelphia fans? We've got definitely a vocal and sometimes fickle fan market for the Philadelphia sports fans, and we've seen it with, you know, every major team there. What are we going to expect out of fight fans here in Philadelphia getting their first taste of the UFC?
The Philly fans are famous and they're notorious. They booed Santa Claus. They throw batteries from the stands at football games. They're despicable in so many ways. ECW and wrestling, they made a name for themselves there. And basically a lot of people take pride in that, kind of like so many fans, like in Los Angeles, take pride in being lazy, wearing sunglasses and sitting on their hands. A lot of fans in Philly take pride in getting drunk and shitting on everything they see, which makes you wonder why they even bought a ticket, because beers would be cheaper at the liquor store. They could go home. I really think this is an event where the Just Bleed guy needs to come out of jail. They need to let him out, give him a weekend for the pass, paint him up, and put him in the crowd. This is going to be a beard-up crowd that wants to see a tough man competition, and I really do believe that more than 75% of the crowd in Philly, I think, is decent at any sporting event. I'm not willing to paint them all with that broad brush of being an asshole, but there is a vocal minority of at least 25% or better which will overshadow them, and they take pride in it, which could turn this thing into something like we saw in Chicago. In fact, even worse, because those fickle fans take such pride in being a part of the show, becoming the show, and in fact becoming bigger than the show, that they're going to try and top that. I mean, we're talking guys will probably be passed out drunk way early in the night, and this preliminary card is not built for this audience. In fact, the card from top to bottom is not built for this audience. And the energy, which is going to emanate through the screen into every home, I don't think it's going to be a positive one. I could be completely wrong, but I think this is going to be a crowd that is looking for ultimate fighting rather than mixed martial arts. And I'm not really sure. It all depends on what happens at the show, how the fights turn out. Perhaps they get drawn into it. But I just think this is going to be a crowd looking for blood from the start, and they're going to be very angry if they don't get it. And I think it could be a very ugly audience, and we're going to hear it. We're going to hear every catcall, every boo, every shout, especially if the main events do not live up to even our expectations. Because if we crap on them, that crowd will do so a hundredfold, and it could be very, very ugly. And if their first event, and they really should welcome it with open arms, but if they put on a display like they do for so many events, it might not even be worth the while to ever venture back there. You might look for New York City, head back to New Jersey, and say the hell with Philly. So it depends on how the fans are, but I think the climate is going to be very ugly and aggressive to start with.
Well, and here's a comment from the Pennsylvania Athletic Commission Executive Director Greg Serb at the pre-fight press conference. It's kind of along those lines where he says, I want to tell the fighters this ain't Las Vegas or New Jersey, this is Philly. You can have great fights in Vegas, no disrespect, and great fights in New Jersey, no disrespect. This is Philly, it's a little different. People are going to expect it. You bring your A game, they'll bring their A game. You bring your B game, they'll bring their B game. The B game is you know what, they'll boo you no matter what here if you bring your B game. So, in so many words, he's trying to advocate them to don't do any of that sissy wrestling around stuff. Make this exciting. It's a little ridiculous because if they're fight fans coming out to a UFC show for the first time and they're paying the money that they're paying, they should be coming to enjoy the sport of it as well as the entertainment aspect. And you would hope that they would be a more informed audience that was entertained by every aspect of the game. But like you said, there's always going to be that 25% vocal minority.
Yeah, and the thing is with the ticket prices, they make sense because the value of something is what you can get. And if you go to StubHub or anywhere else, people can get a lot more for a ticket. So to a certain extent, the ticket prices now for an event keep a lot of the hardcore fans who don't have the disposable income to buy the tickets or the means to travel there away. But it becomes ridiculous when you've got people who are paying the premium prices by way of a scalper or perhaps the already pretty exorbitant prices of a UFC ticket as it is, and they come in and they're looking to boo first and cheer later, and I just think that's such a ridiculous mentality. You're paying a premium price for the show, and you should act as if you're a premium fan. No different than if you're somebody in Philly and you go to Geno's and you grab a cheesesteak, it's going to be sloppy, it's going to be messy, and it's cheap. When you go into an expensive restaurant or perhaps something traditional like a Bookbinder's or something, you're going to have to act accordingly. You cannot be a slob, and you're going to pay a premium. So in that respect, as a fan, you should come into this with a little more respect. Yes, it is a sporting event. Yes, they sell alcohol, nachos, and the deal, and you can have fun, but this is not a place to walk in and just piss on everything and just treat it like a joke, because why did you spend your money? Why did you waste your time? If it's not worth your time, if these fights are not up to par for you, why did you go? The people that piss on a movie, well, if they spent the money and then they say it sucks, that's okay. But if you go into it automatically saying it sucks, well, why did you even enter to start with? Nobody forced you. So I would sincerely hope in one respect that the high prices will keep a lot of fans out, such as when the Philadelphia Eagles changed stadiums. They moved to Lincoln Financial. They built the stadium. The ticket prices went way up. And a certain segment of the fans, which a lot of them are hardworking blue-collar guys, and they're not bad guys, got pushed away. They can't afford a ticket anymore. But part of that is there was a certain group that was bad for business. Those people can't afford a ticket, so in one respect, they've priced out some of the riffraff. And you hate to say it like that because there's so many good people in that group, but there's that vocal minority that ruins it for everybody. So the UFC now, in its current state, really does try and price out the riffraff. So for those who are paying these fees to get in, I would sincerely hope they treat it like a treat. It is the first time in Philadelphia. It is something special, and it is big. There are two big main events on this card. It is in your city. Enjoy it. Try and just thrive. Spend your money. Buy the merchandise. Cheer until you are hoarse if you feel the fights deserve it. And maybe, just maybe, the UFC will come back again and again and again, because if you can't get to Vegas and you live over in the Northeast Corridor, this is your big opportunity until New York finally passes legislation to allow it. So it would behoove everyone there to go into this with open arms and a smile rather than a boo-first mentality. But I do believe a certain group goes into this snarky, smart-ass, piss-on-everything and ruins it for everyone else. But, you know, this is up in the air, but when the commission makes such a statement like that, it really does set a precedent, and I think fans are going into this with a chip on their shoulder. We're Philly. Well, you know what? So what? There are so many other markets. They've made a global footprint. The UFC can go anywhere else. They don't have to be here in the United States. It is a global sport. So we need to embrace it and hope that they keep coming back. So I sincerely hope the fans welcome it, but I will not be surprised if they push it away.
Well, let's look at New York here, because obviously with Pennsylvania passing their regulation, you know, right next door to New York State, and the UFC is still desperately wanting to get in to New York City and to the Buffalo market as well. And do you think the success of this show financially and just overall for the city of Philadelphia, I mean, already being the highest grossing event in Pennsylvania history, do you think this is going to help the UFC's cause for getting mixed martial arts regulated in New York State by 2010?
I guarantee it. It is a no-brainer. The money it would bring in, and the truth of the matter is the UFC wants New York so badly. They want it so badly that I believe they would be back and back and back again in Madison Square Garden, which is was still considered the mecca of boxing. And it still matters when you fight there, even though boxing doesn't anymore. The UFC wants to be there, and they're bringing bags of cash, just like Dana White was chasing Fedor with all these bags of cash and all these opportunities. New York would be stupid to not take the opportunity for something that is completely safe, properly regulated, controlled, and just draws in tons of cash. I've never heard of any violent acts occurring in the crowds or any crimes after the shows. I'm sure there's some fights with some knuckleheads, but for the most part, nothing has made the news badly. Nobody's died in the octagon. Nobody's died out in the parking lot that I know of. New York would be foolish not to. I guarantee it will happen, and this is why fans in Philly need to spend more and cheer louder, because once New York gets it, there is not much of a reason to head back to Philly, because if those fans are going to boo and piss on it, why wouldn't you go somewhere where they're going to spend gads of money to get in there? It'll be littered with celebrities. It'll draw you more mainstream press than you've ever had, and it becomes just so much bigger. Dana White wants it. The UFC wants it. And Philly's going to have to show that they want it even more, because New York, they're going to have to pass the legislation, because it's just a ton of money for the state. Shows in Madison Square Garden, Buffalo, I mean, just huge. Bigger than big, you've got Canadian fans, which will cross over, hit the shows and such. And I just think there's too much money in it for everybody. And especially with the UFC getting bigger globally, I don't know if I would be as concerned with New York, because to a point, much like Fedor, the UFC is so big everywhere that they don't need them to stay in business. They don't need them to prosper. New York actually needs them more. So in that respect, I think New York should take it. But everybody who gets a show is going to have to treat it as a treat, because the UFC is getting so big, it's not ours anymore. It's everybody's. And when they come to town, it will be the hottest ticket. And a ticket at Madison Square Garden will be worth more than an arm and a leg. I mean, you think the tickets for UFC 100 were something. A Madison Square Garden show is just 10 times bigger just because it's New York. If something happens in New York for some reason, no matter what it is, it's bigger and better than everywhere else. We have to accept that, and a UFC show there will end up overshadowing everything else, and I just think it's a no-brainer. They will go there. It's just a matter of when, not if, but when.
All right, Jason. Well, the show is live tomorrow night, and we are less than 24 hours away, so we will see what the Philly crowd brings, and we'll be back tomorrow with one more look at the card before the event airs. So, Jason, thank you again for joining me on the Torch Audio Update. For Jason Bent, this is Jamie Penick signing off.